He is the president and CEO of the Sparrow Health Systems. Dennis Swan is on the other end of our line. Dennis, how are you?
Very good, Tony. How are you?
I appreciate your time this morning. You're a busy guy.
I try to be at all times. We're open 24/7, 365 here at Sparrow, so no time to rest.
Well, both my boys were born there, so I've spent a lot
of
time at Sparrow Hospital. You're going to be part of the Regional Leaders to Discuss Healthcare Workplace Trends seminar. Now, this is put on by the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce Healthcare Forum and Lansing Economic Club, which are combining for these programs that will target healthcare workplace forecasting. Tell us about it.
Right. Well, I'm looking forward to it. This coming up this Thursday. And what we're going to try to talk about, of course, is what we all know as a major issue in the United States, here in Michigan, locally as well. It's healthcare cost. And at the same time, what we're doing about healthcare costs while still protecting safety, quality, and the patient experience. So it's a challenge, but that we think we're up to it. We've got some pretty good ideas about how we can help.
Now, when we talk about Obamacare, as it's been deemed, from your perspective, now that you've had some time to absorb a lot of this information, good thing, bad thing when it comes to costs and being able to service clients?
Well, you know, the Affordable Care Act has already accomplished a fair amount of what it really tried to do, which was increase access to care. And it's hard to argue with that people should have access to care other than relying on the area's emergency departments. You know, we're going to treat all regardless of ability to pay, but still, you know, people need a card and they really need access to primary care physicians, hospitals, et cetera. So access is going to be increased. The challenge with the Affordable Care Act is puts a lot of pressure on a system that's already having some issues, and that would be our Medicaid system. A lot of people are going to come in through Medicaid, so I'm concerned about that. What's really going to happen is, no matter whether it's the Affordable Care Act, whether that's as it is today, whether it's partially repealed or fully repealed or whatever, we're planning for having to provide greater quality, greater safety, and at the same time doing it for less. And that's the challenge, no matter what the legislation might be.
What happens should the Supreme Court say, nope, this isn't going to work, and they strike it down?
Well, what would happen here is we would push on with what we're working on anyway, which is, we're fundamentally into the whole idea that what we do here should be based on patient-centered, evidence-based best practice. And if you really abide by that, you do a lot more of what's appropriate and necessary, and you do very little of what's not appropriate or evidence-based. The net result is you try to reduce the amount of admissions, readmissions, unnecessary tests, those kinds of things. And there are real savings associated with doing things right the first time.
Has Governor Rick Snyder and his administration been a good thing for health care for the state of Michigan from your perspective?
I think so. I think because first, without question, Governor Snyder wants to make sure that we have a strong health care system and people have access to care. But I really like the bent that he's taken on, which is the personal responsibility part of it. And it's not going to be a matter just of physicians and hospitals doing things. Each individual really has to also try to step up, get an annual physical examination, get rest, get exercise, of course, watch their weight. So I really like the tone that he has about it, which is structural changes we need, no question. Some reimbursement changes will come along with that. But we also need to get everybody engaged in better health.
Dennis, I understand how employers want their employees healthy because it's going to keep costs down. But when someone starts almost forcing you to exercise and telling you that you can't have a French fry, do you find a little uncomfort? Do you find that a little bit uncomfortable from the aspect of we're really getting into that area of dictating people's personal preferences?
Well, you know, we're a country based on personal choice, and there's no question about it. I think what we're trying to do, and of course we're a healthcare facility, so we're going to certainly promote health and wellness, early detection. But in the end, individuals really need to make their own decisions. What we try to do, though, is provide the information so that people can make as an informed decision as possible about whether or not certain behaviors or certain habits or whatever else may be harmful to their health. But, you know, we're going to be here regardless. We'd like to help people with health, wellness, and fitness. We do a lot of that through our Michigan Athletic Club, some of our outreach programs to area employers and all that. But, of course, we're here. Somebody's injured or ill. So we look at the total continuum. But, again, personal choice. That's what our country's based on, and so you really have to respect that. But maybe we can help people make better choices.
Dennis Swann is the president and CEO of the Sparrow Health Systems. He's live here on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Just a few more questions, Dennis.
Sure.
Number one, I'm sure you've heard that enrollment is down for the Detroit Public Schools, and there's been some discussions about them closing a high school. Should they close Eastern High? And that land be put up for sale? Would Sparrow be interested in that? In that, looking into that, perhaps expanding?
Well, we get the that sort of question because we've been good neighbors with Lansing Eastern for all of these years. There's no question about it. We intend to continue to be good neighbors about it, and we're not sure what all Lansing has to do in terms of making its tough decisions about what it wants to do in terms of its structure. In terms of whether there's consolidations, closures, or whatever else, you know, our stance on it is real clear. And as we really don't try to add to Lansing School District's issues by coming to them, making proposals, or, you know, waiting anxiously for something to happen, you know, the people really know that if the day would come, that that would be the decision in the best interest of the school board and people in the Lansing School District. You know, we'd be available to talk to them, no question about it. But we've got all kinds of other plans about how we want to expand, too.
Dennis, I had heard about a story. This was when I was doing sports broadcasting with Tim Stout, about a plan to put a football stadium in that area. And it would be a shared stadium for Eastern High School as well as Lansing Catholic, but also be a facility that the community could use, that seniors could use. You heard anything on that project in the last couple
of
years?
It's been very quiet for at least a year or two, I think. But at one point, there was a very interesting plan that Lansing Catholic and Lansing Eastern might get together and do something on a cooperative basis to do something so that Eastern has, if you will, more of a home field, and at Lansing Catholic would have different facility as well. But I think that in the economy that we're in, I think that it looked like a daunting thing in terms of the fundraising aspect of that. So that's, I haven't heard anything about that in quite some period of time.
Dennis Swann is the president and CEO of the Sparrow Health Systems. He'll be one of the keynote speakers for this Thursday, a healthcare forum put on by the Lansing Chamber, Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce, and the Lansing Economic Club. That's this Thursday at the Kellogg Hotel and Conference Center. It's from 8 until 1. Dennis, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate you.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.